WPAC News Talk Augusta.
And never lose a creative moment. Try Lightroom today.
On a cloudy and cool evening, at least by Hotlanta standards, only about top. Max Muncy and then J.D. Martinez coming off a multi-homer game. Same as yesterday in the Braves lineup. All begins with Ronald Acuna Jr. followed his first home run in Atlanta.
And the changeup is really going to have to play it, but he doesn't have a severe.
John Murphy cracks the first one.
He also was the first base umpire in the series opener and called a check swing strike on appeal against Arenado.
Yeah, I think this was a check swing at first base. And then last night, first base umpire behind the dish and the conversation continued.
Guess who gets to stand next to each other tonight?
That's right. Third base umpire, generational third baseman. 3-1. The Cardinals have been aggressive, stealing bases, took a couple on Graham Ashcraft. Paul Goldschmidt, not known as a blazer, but he's not been caught in his last 30 stolen base attempts, going back several seasons. 3-1. Clock to third. Foul. His time in the big leagues this year, Lively has issued one walk so far. That came against the Yankees' Aaron Judge, a 3-2 pitch. That was the last one Lively threw. Goldschmidt off. Pitch misses tight on a breaking ball, and he walks Arenado. Wilson Contreras. Contreras is one of several Cardinals with pretty wide home road splits. He's 232 on the year, but at home 271, on the road a slight 185. Four of his five homers have come at Busch Stadium. One and two. The precision might not be quite as clean for Lively and perhaps more patience from the Cardinals, but this looks similar to Friday.
Yes, it does. The first pitch to Contreras was pretty much center cut, but everything else has been on the corners. And that's where he just has to live. See that heater sitting at 91 miles an hour. But you know, you have to throw that effectively to set up this breaking ball. He's about to land for strike three.
Called it.
have available for your next Green Jackets game, including this 940 Trucker Cat. Gear up when you stop by the team store or shop 24/7 at iProShop.com. Our Green Jackets Kitchen has cooked up something great this homestand for you to try out. Head over to the Back Nine Grill to purchase the Sonora Dog, a hot dog wrapped in bacon, topped with avocado, tomatoes, char beans, and mayo. It's only $10 and available this homestand only.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome inside the Tax Slayer pregame show here at SRP Park. Green Jackets and Kannapolis Cannonballers getting set for game 2 of 6, the 8th game between these two teams this year. Last night in the series opener, Kannapolis got no hit for 3 innings, but then jumped out on top in inning number 4 with a 2 RBI Tim Elko double. They would not look back after that moment, picking up a 6-1 win. The Green Jackets' lone run of the game came off the bat of Jair Casanova, who launched his 4th homer of the month in the bottom of the 3rd. The Green Jackets had men on base in each of the last 4 innings, but could not get them home. They left 8 men on base and were hitless with runners in scoring position. The Green Jackets tonight will send out Spencer Schwellenbach, the number 7 overall prospect in the Braves organization, second rounder back in the 2021 draft this evening. He has yet to give up a run in his last 2 starts. 8 innings scoreless streak for him as he is coming off of his first professional win last week, going 5 innings, giving up just 2 hits and striking out 4. He will be opposed by Tyler Schweitzer, the former Ball State southpaw. The Green Jackets are getting their second look at him. They pieced him for 2 home runs earlier in the season, although he ended up with a no decision in that one. That means it's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. Well, normally at this point in time, we talk with a player on the Green Jackets from the home team, but this time we had a talk with Billy Seidel, the closer for Kannapolis. The Green Jackets have now faced him three different times, and the reason that I spoke to Seidel this afternoon is because, well, he and I were born not only in the same state, we were born in the same hospital. We grew up a town away from each other. He was 2 years ahead of me at a school that I played against in high school. And as logic would have it, we knew a lot of the same people, and it was an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up. So enjoy this conversation with former Duke starter Billy Seidel when we come back from the Phoenix Printing player feature. It'll be time for Jackets Baseball with Schwellenbach taking the hill on this Warrior Wednesday. Back in a moment after this break with our Phoenix Printing player feature.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. My name is Nathan Strauss and joined by, I think for the first time this year, someone from my, not just my home state, but more or less my hometown, Billy Seidel, the closer for Kannapolis. How's it going?
It's going really well. Good to be here chatting with you, so.
Last night, we'll start with last night. You get on the mound in the ninth inning. You come in with a pretty big lead, which is not something that you've done a lot of this year. You've been used in a lot of high leverage spots. Do you enjoy kind of the stress or the challenge that comes with locking down a save?
Definitely. I mean, I think it's helped me remain focused and have a little bit more edge out there when I'm pitching. And just kind of being able to attack guys and build off of each outing, knowing that you can't really make many mistakes.
And in your time, so before obviously getting drafted last year, you were at Duke, a good baseball school, but you were both a reliever and for the majority of your career a starter. Was the transition to being used solely in relief difficult for you, or did you, what was it like for you?
No, I mean, I think at Duke, my sophomore year coming off surgery, I was out of the bullpen, so I've kind of always had that mindset, and then transitioning to starting wasn't much of a challenge either. But I think last year going back and forth was a little more challenging, but starting this year in the bullpen, I've kind of been able to get into a good routine and find a rhythm.
This is where it kind of gets fun, too. So there's not a whole lot of baseball players who come from Massachusetts. Not a whole lot of D1 guys, not a whole lot of guys who end up getting drafted. I would say there's probably more minor league broadcasters who come from Massachusetts than there are players. What was it like growing up in Massachusetts from a baseball perspective?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I got the opportunity to play three different sports. I played football, basketball, baseball growing up. So really just enjoying the seasons. And when baseball season came around, I was able to just kind of see how far that could take me throughout the spring and summer. And then obviously getting the chance to go down and see how good you are in summer ball when you go play in Georgia, Tennessee against the teams from the South. So it's definitely fun going down and showing our Northeast edge down South.
What club team did you play for or teams?
Roughnecks.
Makes sense. A really good program there. And obviously, I think, you know, you go to prep school. You play at St. Sebastian Sebs, which is one of the, if not the best, one of the best athletic high schools in the Northeast. Yep. What was the experience like there?
It was a lot of fun. I had a blast. I mean, still some of my best friends to this day are guys that I still talk to. I mean, like, I got friends in the NHL now. So I think just staying connected with them and people, like, there weren't a whole lot of baseball players that go on to play at this level. So I think having friends playing football, lacrosse, and at different D1 schools has been cool to keep in contact with them and learn from them as well.
Who were the guys, you know, who you were competing against, I guess, at that level? Because as someone who also, we were actually the same, you were class of 2017?
I was 2019.
2019.
Yeah.
So we were within a year or two of each other in the same sort of prep circuit. Who were the guys who you remember sort of competing against at that level?
I mean, we just played Shane Smith for the Mudcats. He was a good one. Got Will Greer from Roxbury Latin, Riley Tevens from Thayer, Max Meyer from Lawrence Academy. There's got to be a lot more I'm just blanking on. Obviously, Belmont Hill guys that we were rivals with. But it was definitely a lot of fun to play in that league because you only get 20-something games a year, so each game matters.
Yeah, you can't start playing outside in New England until at the very earliest, like late March or early April. Did you guys go down to Florida as well in the spring?
We went to D.C., actually, but at least we got to go down somewhere and play a little bit.
Now, these prep schools in New England, known for being sort of rigorous academically as well, and obviously you go to Duke, which as far as D1 and Power 5 programs go, is probably in the top three or four in terms of rankings. Was that a factor in your decision?
Obviously, academics played a huge role in my college decision, but, I mean, I think it was the best fit overall. I mean, I had a blast there, especially I think Seb's prepared me pretty well for the academic challenges that Duke was going to test me on, but I think I handled it pretty well, managing my time, and now I'm kind of able to use some of those skills here where we have a lot more free time and don't have to worry about the academics.
It's really funny. As someone who also went to a rival prep school, Milton Academy, as you, I definitely found that even as a non-athlete, high school was far and away the most difficult period of my life because you're playing three sports. Yeah. You're in school in the morning and you're out late at night. And then college gets a little bit easier, but then now there's no more morning workouts, really.
A lot more free time.
It's a lot different. I'm assuming because you grew up in Massachusetts that you grew up a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Was it interesting? Like, have you guys played Salem this year yet?
We have not.
What was it like to end up in the White Sox organization, I suppose?
I mean, it's great. I mean, I was happy for the opportunity. I mean, I didn't really talk to the Red Sox much, so I wasn't really expecting anything with that. So, I mean, I'm just happy to be here and just ready to grow throughout the minor leagues.
How would you describe yourself as a pitcher?
Definitely very competitive. Kind of going to attack you and be really aggressive. So I think that's how I kind of translate onto the mound.
Last thing for you, you have an older brother who was at Harvard. Then when the Ivies canceled their season, not just once, but twice, ends up going to Alabama and is now hitting .350 in the SEC. How has he been a factor in your personal life, but also as a baseball player?
Yeah, I mean, he's been growing up. We played all the same sports at St. Sebastian's. We got the opportunity to play 2 years together on the football and baseball teams. I think we challenged each other for sure, but, I mean, it was definitely tough to see him through COVID lose those 2 years, but now he's making the most of the opportunity at Alabama and just kind of excited to see where this takes him. Really proud of him, so it's been a blast. We're definitely enjoying it.
Well, not too many folks who are born in Newton make it to the professional baseball scene, so certainly be rooting for you the rest of the way.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having it, for hopping on.
Thanks for your time.
Back with Green Jackets Baseball in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, good evening and welcome, folks, inside the broadcast booth here at SRP Park. My name is Nathan Strauss. As always, thrilled to have Green Jackets baseball for you this evening on what is a beautiful Wednesday night here in North Augusta, South Carolina. 77 degrees, partly cloudy, could not ask for better conditions for some midweek baseball as the Green Jackets are looking to bounce back into the win column after losing the opening game of the series yesterday by a score of 6-1. The Green Jackets were able to get four hits in the final three innings but stranded multiple runners on base while Kannapolis used their best bats to some good advantage counts and were able to make it count on the scoreboard. Tim Elko, who leads their team in hits, runs, RBIs, doubles, and homers, drove home the go-ahead run with a two RBI double that came off the bat at 111 miles an hour in the top of the fourth, and they led the rest of the way. Spencer Schrellenbach is on the mound for the Green Jackets tonight as he is making his third start since last facing Kannapolis. He only went three innings against the Cannonballers back in early May, but this time he is doing so on the back of his best outing of his career. He went five innings his last time out, gave up two hits, and walked two but struck out four. No runs allowed for the Saginaw, Michigan native as he picked up his first professional win. He'll have Jordan Sprinkle leading it off, followed up by Brian Ramos, the rehabbing 40-man roster player for the Chicago White Sox and the third overall prospect in their organization. Tim Elko, who went 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against Schrellenbach, is batting third. Jacob Burke, who leads Kannapolis in batting average, bats fourth. Bryce Willits got the night off yesterday. He bats fifth today as Luis Pineda takes the place of Troy Klaunch, who had two hits with three runs batted in yesterday for the Cannonballers, batting sixth and behind the plate. Drake Logan will play again today, and Janavio Laureano and Wilbur Sanchez will round out the lineup tonight for the visiting Cannonballers. Kannapolis for the second straight game in their blue road jerseys with the gray pants, while the Green Jackets are in their Wednesdays, the alternate jerseys with the military stripe down the front, the digital camo down the front. As stepping in is the right-hand batting Sprinkle going up against the right-hand pitching Schrellenbach. And the first pitch is delivered. It's grounded up the middle. A slow roller. Charging for it is the second baseman, Floyd. His throw is not in time. And the first pitch results in an infield single. Not much anyone could do about that. Sprinkle had been struggling in the month of May, hitting just 182, but he gets aboard here for Brian Ramos. The first pitch he saw yesterday came off the bat at 106 miles an hour, but ended up in and out to right center field. Playing in just his second game of the season, pickoff throw comes to first. Janis applies the tag, but no dice. Up the middle for the Green Jackets today, EJ Exposito at short and Francisco Floyd at second. More on that in a moment. Ramos will take the first pitch, slider for a strike. David McCabe plays at third, Justin Janis at first, with Dawson Diamond behind the plate. Last night after the game, Ambioris Tavares sent down to the Florida Complex League. So more opportunities at shortstop for Floyd and Exposito. Oh, one runner's going. It's taken outside for a ball. The throw down is not in time as it pulled Floyd towards the right field line. Make that the ninth stolen base of the season for Sprinkle, who picks up his second of the series right there. And with a 1-1 count, he is in scoring position with no one away. Last night, Ramos at the plate went 1-for-5, but he reached on two separate errors. And the 1-1. Good breaking ball. They don't give it as a strike, however. And that one got plenty of the zone, courtesy of our electronic strike zone. So it ends up being a tough 2-1 count for Ramos, with Schrellenbach distracted by Sprinkle off the bag behind him. The pitch up and in, brushed him back there at 95. And the count is 3-1. Ramos expected to rejoin AAA Charlotte, if not potentially AA Birmingham, as he continues his rehab here from an injury sustained in the offseason. 3-1 pitch to him, cut on and missed. Fastball right down the middle, a challenge pitch there at 94. So the count goes full on the two-man. Ramos only trails Oscar Colas and Noah Schultz, last year's first-round pick of the White Sox, in their prospect rankings. 3-2, popped up and over our head out of play. Jair Casanova plays in left field, Ethan Werkinger in center, and Bryson Worrell in right. Worrell has a cannon in the outfield, and he is playing mighty deep here. Remains to see if he will be tested on the base paths today. Once again, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, waved feebly as he is claiming possible catcher's interference here. Diamond is in some pain. It looks like he might have got something on the wrist. It seems like Ramos wants catcher's interference. Diamond is shaking his hand as if he took some of that bat on the glove. And I think that's what manager Patrick Leyland is asking about right now, because it's not as if Diamond would have somehow taken that from nowhere, and that is indeed what they are going to say. Schrellenbach is pleading his case here. They're going to send Sprinkle back to second. He tried to take third with Diamond hurting behind the dish. Schrellenbach is not too happy, and understandably so, because it wasn't called at the first time of offering. And now manager Cody Gabella is going to chat with the home plate umpire Michael Corbett as well, and they are going to give him first base on catcher's interference. And without looking at the replay, it seems unlikely that Diamond could have possibly been hurt by that. And I think what Diamond is arguing for behind the plate right now is Ramos swung way across the plate there, and Diamond was spinning his hand away, almost as if he was looking for it. And so instead, they are going to rule catcher's interference, and that's a tough call, I think, going both directions. Ramos legitimately struck out. He also swung into the glove of Diamond, which by rule is catcher's interference. But it also looks like Diamond was way out of the zone that a normal swing could occur in. So I think both players and both sets of managers had every right to feel as aggrieved as they did there. But it appears that the umpire's decision is final, and instead of there being one away with a runner on second, there's no one out for Tim Elko, the leader in runs batted in and home runs in the league. And Schrellenbach got to work out of a first-inning jam. Elko, 1-for-4, 2 strikeouts yesterday, but the one was a loud one. He'll cut and miss at the first pitch. Elko, a tremendous fastball hitter, has really struggled against breaking balls this year. And the Green Jackets have fed him a steady diet of sliders away, almost daring him not to swing. And he hasn't yet risen to that challenge. The 0-1, same pitch again, slider away, and he fouls it off. Schrellenbach struck out Elko twice when these two teams met with Schrellenbach on the mound 3 weeks ago. Sixth in the Carolina League in strikeouts, although he leads it in so many of the other hitting categories that most are probably not too concerned in that category. 0-2. Again, slider away. When Schrellenbach is in 0-2 and 1-2 counts, he throws sliders 70% of the time. His fastball is his primary pitch that he uses when behind in the count. It's also his challenge pitch. But Elko, a great fastball hitter. We'll see if Schrellenbach goes to the well a fourth time here. The 1-2, fastball fouled off. Elko and Schrellenbach never faced each other when Schrellenbach was a shortstop and a closer for Nebraska. Elko helped lead Ole Miss to the College World Series championship last year. They did not even make the SEC postseason this year. 1-2. Taken right down the middle, called strike three. Frozen with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the upper inside quadrant. And there is the first strikeout of the day as Elko goes down with a backwards K in the book. That'll bring up Jacob Burke, who leads the team in average, hitting .341 with a .901 OPS. Admittedly, a smaller sample size. He was only activated from the IL the day after the Green Jackets left town in Kannapolis. And he's got two aboard here. Yesterday went 2-for-4 with a strikeout. And he'll take the first pitch fastball just outside for a ball. On deck, Bryce Willits, who torched the Green Jackets a few weeks ago. He went 9-for-19. He got the game off yesterday, but playing tonight. Schrellenbach calls timeout. A ball actually comes onto the field from the berm in the left field line, in the left field corner. And Looks like Andrew Keck serving as the bullpen catcher this evening. Had to go and pick it up. Not the first time we've seen that in the last couple of days. The kids will be kids. First and second, no score. One away here, top of the first. The 1-0. Breaking ball didn't tempt him, and he's taken for a ball. Jacob Burke played 1 year at Miami. Had one of the best single seasons in Hurricanes baseball history. Ended up an 11th round pick last summer. 22 years of age. The 2-0. Caught on and missed. Made him chase a fastball that time. And it's 2-1. Sprinkles singled up the middle in the infield to lead off the game. And Ramos reached on a 3-2 catcher's interference call. Those are the men aboard. 2-1. Swung on and missed. Got him again, that time at 96. Schrellenbach's fastball anywhere from 93 to 98. We typically see him pick up a little bit of velo as the game goes on. He awaits the 2-2. The pitch taken outside, and the count goes full. So an action count here with one away. Schrellenbach's pitch count rises up to now 17 pitches, and typically at this level, most guys have a 30-pitch inning cutoff if they want to come out for the second frame. So a key pitch here for the course of the game. The payoff, grounded foul down the first base line. Where, who is that coaching first base tonight? It is Nick Levy, the video man, the director of video operations for the Cannonballers. He and I shared a booth together in Kannapolis, and just a great guy, really well-liked by his peers around the league. Not sure how he'll do as a first base coach, though, but that remains to be seen. 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three just overpowered him with the heater. 97 from Schrellenbach, and there's two away.
Now batting on the home batter of the game, first baseman number 27, Bryce Willis.
Just that little bit of run that makes it so hard for batters to catch up to. So two away and two on now as Bryce Willis, the lefty, up to the plate. Willis hitting .386 in the month of May. Hit .476 against the Green Jackets in the week that he played 5 of 6 games, 9 for 19. Two doubles and two homers in that time span. And he's got two aboard with two away in the top of the first. Still no score. The 0-1. Sliced foul down the left field line and over the concourse towards the garage. So 0-2 with two aboard. The pitch. Line foul again. An arm does begin to throw for the Green Jackets in the bullpen just because of that 30-pitch maximum, especially for someone who is still not quite at the double-digit start mark after coming off of fairly major surgery a year and a half ago. The count remains 0-2. Sprinkle leads off a second. The pitch, breaking ball taken just outside, and goes to 1-2. And the pitch, line sharply to right. Going in is Worrell, but he will be there to make the catch. That one hit on a line, but Worrell didn't have to do all that much work to make the out that retires the side. So a hit and two left as the Green Jackets get tagged with catcher's interference. Schrellenbach retires the last three in order, and we'll head to the bottom of the first, no score. Jackets coming up when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. so get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Bottom of the first coming up, Green Jackets heading to the plate for the first time. Leading it off is Ethan Werkinger. Justin Janis bats second. David McCabe batting third today. Bryson Worrell in the fourth spot. EJ Exposito bats fifth. Jeremy Celedonio bats sixth for the first time this year. Jair Casanova in the seventh spot. And Dawson Diamond and Francisco Floyd bat eighth and ninth, respectively. Ethan Werkinger, 1-for-4 yesterday, leads it off today. Again, Ambioris Tavares sent down to the Florida Complex League means that not only are there more opportunities for those who would be playing shortstop, but also for those who bat towards the top of the lineup. Tavares had never batted anywhere aside from first or second. The lefty Schweitzer delivers the first pitch strike. Schweitzer out of Ball State in Indiana, a native of Fisher, Indiana, 0-1. Werkinger grounds it foul off his own ankle. It does ricochet into fair territory, but it is a foul ball. Green Jackets dinged him for two homers when these two teams faced off. One homer for Celedonio and one for Casanova. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball grounded off the end of the bat towards short. Sprinkle charges. Sidearms to first, and it's just in time. Willits had to stretch towards the home plate bag. Bryce Willits at first. Wilbur Sanchez at second, Jordan Sprinkle at short, Brian Ramos at third. Genavia Loriano in left with Burke in center and Logan in right. Justin Janis next to the plate, the lefty who is hitting as high in the lineup as he has all season, takes a fastball on the outside edge for a strike at 91. Schweitzer not overwhelming with his velocity. None of these pitchers are on the Kannapolis roster. 0-1 breaking ball, drops in a bit too much. Janis still hitting over 400 against left-handed pitching on the season. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. On deck, David McCabe went 0-for-1 against Schweitzer, but did take two walks. 2-1 pitch, grounded towards first. Fielded by Willits, he's going to have to run to the bag himself, and he will get there just ahead of Janis. Two up, two down. That'll bring up David McCabe, the switch hitter. Batting out of the right-hand side, going up against the lefty. No score here, bottom of the first inning. No one on. McCabe, first pitch, flyer to the concourse on the right-hand side of the play. Oh, 1 to the 6-4 Canadian. He'll take a ball outside. Yesterday, McCabe had his 7th two-hit game of the year. He's got 9 games on the season with 2 or more hits. The pitch inside of his back foot nearly got him. Hitting 254, 4 homers, 17 runs batted in. 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul down the third baseline, rolling over towards manager Cody Gabella, who flips it to a fan in the third row. Two and two with two away and no one on for McCabe. Schweitzer delivers. Taken down and in. Tough take there with that breaking ball from a lefty to a righty. It breaks across the plate so that it looks like it might catch the zone, and then it just disappears at that back foot. 3-2. Breaking ball fought off. Good job by McCabe. Defensive hitting there on a pitch that would have been in the zone for a strike. McCabe really good at spoiling those two strike pitches that he doesn't like. 3-2. Right down the middle, called strike 3. couple of breaking balls in a row, and then he goes back to the fastball, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first for Schweitzer. We head to the second. Schrellenbach back out to the mound, and we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second inning here, SRP Park. Beautiful Wednesday today. Yesterday was a little bit dark and misty, but nothing of the sort in the Georgia sky. As it looks like we're going to have pretty good weather all week long. Knocking on some wood here, but it has been pretty promising. Schrellenbach back out to the mound. Luis Pineda in to lead it off. He went 1-for-11 against the Green Jackets. Did double on the first pitch he saw in that series, and he grounds one to first. Janis knocks it down, and Schrellenbach covers for the out. One pitch, one out. Interesting note about Janis, the first baseman, and Schrellenbach, the pitcher. Justin Janis played his college baseball at Illinois, which is obviously in the Big Ten, the same conference as, or rather, not in the same conference, but he did face off against the University of Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, and Schrellenbach struck out Janis when those two played back in the day. Both those schools in the Big Ten. Drake Logan in, and he'll take a breaking ball inside, 1-1. Didn't miss by much. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Schrellenbach needed 25 pitches for that first inning of work. Looking for a quick bounce back frame here. 1-2, taken just high with a heater. Schrellenbach, the former John Oler two-way player of the year in 2021 with Nebraska, fell to the second round. The Braves were happy to have him. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Made him chase there just off the plate. Beautiful slider there at 85, and there's the first out of the frame. Third strikeout of the day already for Schrellenbach.
Number 16, John Emil Laureano.
Makes that two away. Janabia Laureano next up. He was off yesterday, went 6-for-15. That's 400 against the Green Jackets. He also walked five times in that series. Schrellenbach went five full frames the last time out and only needed 59 pitches, and he'll miss inside here. We've yet to see him really go over that 60-pitch mark, and it's understandable. He is, at the beginning of the year, he was on a really tight pitch count, going no more than two innings at a time. 1-0, checked his swing. They appeal up the line, and now Diamond is asking for something here as he's turning around to talk to the home plate umpire, and I think he's asking maybe if the batter again is sort of impeding with him rather than the other way around. The pitch was called a ball, but Diamond not that happy. And Diamond, a pretty relaxed guy, actually just got a dog. Two dogs, in fact, on Monday. two short-haired dachshunds named Louie and Lady. And Schwellenbach misses up and away with a fastball. It's 3-0 on Laureano. He told me this afternoon that he actually slept in the living room last night with his puppies. They are really young, really small. Schwellenbach finds his own. It's 3-1. And I believe his girlfriend's going to bring him to the park on Sunday, which is always a bark in the park day. 3-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes full. So a full count here. The pitch, oof, taken for ball four. That was about an inch and a half inside the zone. That is a real tough call. The Green Jackets dugout is not happy with that one. And
now batting second baseman number one.
Schwellenbach might have got a call there on the fifth pitch of the at bat. The 3-1 pitch. And instead, he gets the short end of the umpiring stick. That one was well in the zone. But nonetheless, it's a two-out walk for Laureano. The nine-man Wilbur Sanchez is next up here. No score, top of the second with one on. Sanchez takes outside for a ball. 0 for 11 against the Green Jackets with four strikeouts. The Green Jackets will have 4, 5, and 6 due up against Schweitzer in the bottom of the frame. One 0 breaking ball, swung on and missed. One is taken low and away, 2-1. Pretty full house here on this Wednesday night, especially out and around the concourse as fans are enjoying the last vestige of sunlight here on this Wednesday evening. 2-1 pitch, popped up but foul and out of play. The Easy Go picnic patio down the right field line and the Tax Slayer Terrace and some of the standing room spots out in the outfield are all occupied right now. It's a cool ballpark for those of you who have never been to SRP Park. You can take in the game from all 360 degrees. Runner on first, the 2-2. Breaking ball sails in just a bit high, and the count goes full. So Laureano will be in motion here with a full count and two away. What that does mean, though, is that anything in the gaps or in the outfield could possibly score that run from first. Schwellenbach looking for the strikeout here. Payoff pitch. Grounded towards third. It gets underneath the glove of McCabe and goes all the way towards the left field corner. And that's going to score the run. Just as we were talking about, Laureano hits third and he will score without a throw as the cutoff man is Floyd in the infield. And it ends up being a worm-burning double down the third base line that delivers the 1-0 lead for Kannapolis.
Now batting shortstop, number 5.
That ball just died on the lip of the infield, and it should be a hit rather than an error. McCabe nearly got his glove down to it. But the left fielder, Casanova, was also playing towards the alley in center. That one came off the bat at 110 miles an hour. So it's 1-0 as Sprinkle steps back in for the second time. He singled and stole second in the first. Seventh run batted into the year for Sanchez, who's now off the second base bag. The 0-1. Breaking ball, tagged towards center. Everyone converging. The center fielder, Werkinger, ends up there in plenty of time to make the catch and avoid the dreaded Bermuda Triangle. But a two-out double for Sanchez gives the lead to Kannapolis as we head to the bottom of the second. The score, Cannonballers 1, Green Jackets 0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Up to my ear and fight through every fear I may face. She's helping me win every race.
One nothing Kannapolis here in the bottom of the second inning. Green Jackets have 4, 5, and 6 due up. Moro, Exposito, and Celedonio set to come to the plate in this half inning. Tyler Schweitzer on the mound, 3-1 the record, 4.06 the ERA coming into today.
Now playing for the Green
Sent down the side in order in the top, rather the bottom of the first. Schweitzer has gone either 5 or 6 innings in every outing so far this year. Coming off his only loss his last time out, gave up 8 hits and 5 earned runs to Carolina. As Worrell fouls off the first pitch here, it's 0-1. 5 innings of work for him on that day with 8 hits, 5 earned runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Has struck out between 3 and 7 batters in every outing this year, this being his 7th. 0-1, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Worrell is hitting .250, but he has yet to register a hit against left-handed batters. He is a switch hitter by trade, but batting as a righty, yet to get a hit in the Green Jackets uniform. O2 pitch, line towards center, softly hit. Coming in is Burke, racing there. He slides to the ground and makes a spectacular catch. Oh, no, he dropped it. Had it in his glove, and it just came out. Well, you cannot fault the effort from Burke, who nearly was able to hold on to a spectacular running grab, sliding onto his backside. It did just fall out of his glove, and it'll end up being a leadoff single for Bryson Worrell. Worrell's ECU team, by the way, scheduled to play in a elimination game in the AAC tournament today. Breaking ball to Exposito, misses up and away. But that game is currently in a rain delay. I know he will be eagerly anticipating the score and result of that one. It's likely that ECU will end up making it to the World Series regardless, as the 1-1 cut on and missed. That ECU program, one of the best college baseball programs in the country. 1-1 the count to Exposito with Worrell at first. The pitch is taken outside. Worrell did steal 4 bases last week without being caught once. Two and one here to Exposito. And the pitch, driven towards center field and deep. Going over is the center fielder. He's back at the track, at the wall. See ya! Exposito goes yard for the first time in a matter of weeks, and the Green Jackets take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the second. And you know I had to give the little Yankees broadcaster homage to the Brooklyn-born Exposito, who hits his 3rd homer of the season, driving in runs 18 and 19. And he has put the Green Jackets on a board in a big way, the bottom of the second. And that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio, who homered off of Schweitzer back in early May. Green Jackets have now hit 3 home runs off this pitcher. 1-0 taken high, 2-0. Last night, Celedonio had the golden sombrero. 4 strikeouts, even 0-for-4 with 4 Ks. He and Tavares combined for 7 of the 8 strikeouts as a team, as Celedonio now ahead in the count 3-0. The Green Jackets managed to not issue a single walk last night. And they came within one hit of Kannapolis, and they lost by five. But that's baseball. 3-0 pitch, green light swing there, and Celedonio hits it so hard off the sweets that it comes all the way back onto the field. And Schweitzer stops it with the outside of his boot. Or cleat, I should say. It's not soccer, even if he made it look like it there. So the score now 2-1, bottom two. No one out. 3-1 the count to Celedonio. Pitch grounded to third. Ramos fields it into his glove comfortably and throws to get him. Nice job by Schweitzer to battle back after being down in that count 3-0. The homer for Exposito, 392 feet. 100 miles an hour off the bat. So now one away for Jair Casanova. Homered last night. Hit his first homer of the year off of Schweitzer. Since then, he has hit three more. The Green Jackets have now hit 20 homers in the 20 games since they faced Schweitzer last. Casanova leading the league in runs batted in this month. 0-1, grounded foul out in front of a breaking ball. Four homers and 18 runs batted in. Casanova hitting .341 this month with 17 of those 18 RBIs coming in his last 15 games. 0-2, taken in the dirt. He also has the second longest on-base streak in the league at 14 consecutive games. Trying to make it 15 here with no one on in front of him. 1-2, grounded up the middle. Shortstop sprinkle ranges over. Sidearm flip nearly pulls Willits off the bag. It was a good job to keep that plant foot down. And there are two away.
Fans, check out the video board for our Comfort Keepers baseball bingo numbers for the evening. Now batting catcher, number 27, Dawson Diamond.
So the catcher, Pinedo, goes out to talk with Schweitzer with Dawson Diamond at the plate. Diamond coming off an interesting series at the plate. He went 2-for-11 in Myrtle Beach. He drove home four. He had two sacrifice flies and a couple of clutch RBI singles. He did strike out six times, but all in all, a pretty good series at the dish for him as he takes strike one here. No one on, but two already home as he takes a ball that trickles through the legs of Pineda and the home plate umpire, Corbett. One pitch, fouled off. Mentioned before in the top of the inning with Diamond, a new dog dad with two short-haired dachshunds, Louie and Lady. We're going to see him at the ballpark on Sunday, and I'm very excited to meet them. They're very well behaved, already a bonded pair, the two of them. Nothing goes together like baseball and man's best friend. 1-2. Lined foul off the handle of the bat. Diamond just deflecting that one away. Schweitzer now up to 34 pitches here through an inning and two-thirds. Jackets up 2-1 in the bottom of the frame with two away. 1-2, breaking ball, Diamond out in front. And it swung on and missed. Second strikeout for Schweitzer. But Exposito hits his third homer of the year. And the Green Jackets take a 2-1 lead going to the top of inning number three. Back in a moment. On Valley Live, the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
That lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody.
Top of the third, Green Jackets up now 2-1, courtesy of Exposito's two-run homer.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, third piece to number 33,
as they will have
Ryan Ramos.
2, 3, and 4, Ramos, Elko, and Burke due up this half inning for the Cannonballers. Exposito's third homer of the year, his 19th runs batted in of the year, 18th and 19th on that two-run shot. Ramos steps in and takes the first pitch inside for a ball. ...1-0. Thought about it, but takes it down and away. Born in 0-2 in Havana, Cuba, just 21 years of age. 6'2", 190. He's got that pro build that people talk about. Played 115 games for Kannapolis in their inaugural season in 2021. 2-0 pitch, taken outside and low, 3-0. Hit 13 homers. Hit 244 and stole 13 bags for them as well. Last year in Winston-Salem, in 100 games in High A, hit 275 with 19 home runs. A homer more or less every four games. And then in a late season promotion to Birmingham, Double A, as the 3-0 comes in right down the middle. Hit 225, three homers, 12 runs batted in, but 15 strikeouts in 80 at-bats. So, all in all, someone who will likely go to Double-A or Triple-A following this assignment. Fights this one off, it's 3-2. MLB Pipeline has him with an ETA of 2024, meaning sometime next season for when he arrives in the south side of Chicago. He's got a full count here, though. 3-2. Fouled off again. That one bounced back up and got him in the wrist. An arm is throwing for the Green Jackets in the bullpen. Looks like maybe Chad Bryant down there. Although hard to get a great look from this angle. Three, two. Poked off the end of the bat towards shallow left center field. Floyd, the second baseman, wants it. He backpedals and makes the catch. Had a great conversation with manager Cody Gabella last week about the dynamic that Francisco Floyd brings to an infield. He's a very emotional, emotive player on the field. I mean, he is always trying to make his teammates laugh. He is a jokester. He tries to almost one-up guys sometimes. Very flamboyant with his defense. He's taken away a number of great hits this year as Elko steps in and lines the first pitch foul down the right field line. But Floyd that time had his eyes set on that ball and was able to make it his. Just a very energetic figure. Oh, one. Catches the zone on the outside part of the plate. And it's 0-2. Elko struck out his first time up. He is 0-3 with a hat trick of strikeouts against Schwellenbach. O2 pitch, taken in the dirt. So Schwellenbach now at 54 pitches. If 60 is indeed his maximum right now, it would be a slightly shorter outing than expected, although the stuff has looked good. Just didn't get a couple of calls that extended it. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Fourth strikeout for Schwellenbach and fourth strikeout for Elko against Schwellenbach. As Elko really struggling
center fielder, number
with
two,
the former Cornhusker. So Ramos popped out to second, and Elko struck out, and that brings up Jacob Burke, who fanned with two aboard in the first. Burke now down to 333, still in the early stages of his season. First pitch, breaking ball, line down the line to left. It's going to find the corner, and it bounces in right in front of the warning track as Burke will be into second easily with a stand-up double with the outfield playing towards center. And that's going to do it for Schwellenbach's afternoon. After 56 pitches and three hits, excuse me.
You know what that means.
So Chad Bryant is going to be coming in here trying to strand that runner at second as Burke is aboard with two away. 2-1 the score, Green Jackets on top. We will take the break for the pitching change and be back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate,
center field and deep, going over is the center fielder. He's back at the track, at the wall. See ya!
That's what you're looking for.
Exposito goes yard for the first time in a matter of weeks, and the Green Jackets take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the second.
Rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates,
and you know I had to.
Subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, pitching now for the Green Jackets, it's not Chad Bryant, I was mistaken. It's number five, Starlin Rodriguez, who was just added to the roster a couple of days ago from High A Rome. Pitched here in Augusta last year and started off the season in Rome. Had some really good numbers in the Rome bullpen so far this year. A 1-0 record, 14 innings of work, and 11 strikeouts, but the whip close to two, and the 23-year-old is back in Augusta. Last year with the Green Jackets, went 2-2 in 31 games at a 640 ERA. The big thing there, he gave up 13 home runs in his 31 games. And he will inherit a runner on second base here, Willis Starlin Rodriguez, out of Puerto Plata in the DR. Last outing for him came 8 days ago against Hickory. He went an inning, gave up a hit and two runs on a two-run home run. Also walked the batter and struck out two. Two away here in the top of the third with the tying run on second in the form of Jacob Burke, Bryce Willits, who flew out to end the first at the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, taken high for a ball. His last outing with the Green Jackets came in September of last year against Kannapolis, where he picked up the win. 1-0. Another breaking ball. This one in for a strike at 87. In that game against Kannapolis, he went two innings, gave up a hit, and struck out two, picking up the victory on September 10th. He was one of the most frequently used pitchers on last year's roster. 2-1 the score, Jackets on top, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, he checked and did not go around. 92 miles an hour there from Rodriguez. No real lead for Burkhoff in second. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, it's 2-2. So Rodriguez trying to strand Schwellenbach's runner at second base here in the top of the third. 2-2 pitch. He'll do just that. He gets Willett swinging, and that retires the side in the third. To the bottom of inning number three we go. Green Jackets on top, 2-1. Here on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Now batting with the Green Jackets, second baseman number 15, Francisco Ford.
Back here from the bottom of the third, Francisco Floyd steps in and takes a big swing and miss here against Schweitzer. Green Jackets on top, 2-1. As Starlin Rodriguez came in and stranded a runner at second with two away in the top of the frame. 0-1 taken in the zone by Floyd. It'll be Floyd, Workinger, and Janis set to go here this half inning. Floyd last series, 2-for-8 with a double and 3 strikeouts. And the 0-2, driven to right, foul. Floyd hitting just below the Mendoza line, 183 right now. Has stolen all of his bases this season in this month of May. As the 0-2 grounded through the hole on the left side of the infield for a base hit. And now we'll see if Floyd wants to test his wheels against the lefty on the mound. As Ethan Workinger is next to the dish.
Center fielder number 25, Ethan Workinger.
Workinger grounded out on a nice play by Sprinkle back in inning number one. Floyd, a three-step lead off the bag at first. And it's a breaking ball in for a strike. A one taken on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Pineda this year has caught 10 of 46. Not great numbers for him. Well below 30%. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Workinger way behind on that fastball at 93. And he goes down on strikes. One away, one on here. In the bottom of the third, Green Jackets on top by a run, 2-1, courtesy of EJ Exposito's homer.
Justin Janis.
That brings up Justin Janis. 0-for-3 against this pitcher. 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to first. His first time up. Floyd just a two-step lead now at first, with Janis falling behind here. 0-1 on the foul ball. Beautiful evening here at SRP Park in North Augusta. Perfectly pleasant spring weather. 75 degrees, partly cloudy. Going to get a beautiful sunset behind us in 45 minutes or so. As the 0-1 fastball sails in high, 1-1. Plenty of action around the Carolina League. We'll get you those scores in a minute as Floyd's going and it's fouled off. Hit and run there. Which the Green Jackets have done a couple of times this year, and it makes a lot of sense with a guy like Janis at the plate, who is a ground ball hitter but a slap hitter who can use the whole field. Getting the defense in motion, so to speak. That's a football term, but keeping those middle infielders moving can just create a different kind of hole for a good hitter like Janis. Runner on first on a 1-2 count. The pitch. Checked his swing, and they appeal, and he did not go. Took a second there for umpire Chris Jenke to make that call. So 2-2 the count, big hole on the left side of the infield. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts here, up to 4 now on the day. And that'll bring up the former UNC Charlotte man, David McCabe. There's another Charlotte man in the building with us tonight here. More on this as the night goes on. It's a really interesting story as McCabe tags this one to left, and you can forget it. That one way out of here. Fifth dinger of the season for the Big Maple as he got all of that breaking ball, and it is 4-1 Green Jackets. Left fielder didn't even try to move. And it's McCabe's fifth of the season. Second homer of the day for the Jackets. They have now extended the lead to 3.
Now batting right fielder number 32, Bryson
Worrell. An absolute no doubter from McCabe. Got a hanging breaking ball. And he made no mistake. So Jackets now on top, 4-1. As taking a strike here is Worrell. It's now 1-1. Worrell singled in the second and ended up scoring on Exposito's home run. McCabe's first homer in 11 days. He homers at about a rate of once every 10 days this season. As that misses down low, 2-1. The pitch taken down and in, 3-1. That's the first homer of the season, by the way, for David McCabe batting as a righty. All of his four previous ones came batting out of the other batter's box. 3-1 pitch, down low, misses inside, and Worrell takes a walk. He's now reached twice. So 4-1 the score in the bottom of inning number 3. As the Green Jackets continue their hot hitting, they have hit more homers in the month of May than any other team in the league. Now up to 22 this month as pitching coach Blake Hickman comes out for a chat. That gives us some time to talk about Cubby. Field and Culbreth, the other UNC Charlotte man we have with us in the house at SRP Park tonight. Longtime Major League umpire Field Culbreth. I mean, you can't ask for a better baseball name than that. Played at UNC Charlotte, also played at Spartanburg Methodist College. Had an arm injury after his collegiate career ended and ended up being a long-time Major League Baseball umpire. I mean, 30 years of service in the major leagues. He is now an umpiring coordinator for single A, high A, and double A. He's in the building tonight. Runners going on the first pitch here. The throw down to second is not in time. It's the fifth stolen base in the last week for Bryson Worrell.
The Green Jackets stay safe no matter what, thanks to Vector Security.
But anyways, back to Mr. Culbreth. He umpired in 5 division series, 6 ALCSs. He was part of 2 World Series crews and was also behind the plate for a no-hitter, Matt Garza of the Tampa Bay Rays, and also Johan Santana's no-hitter for the Mets. So a long and storied umpiring career, and he is here as part of his oversight duties, just checking in on all the umpiring crews. Had a great half an hour conversation with him before the game. Runner on second here, 2 away. 1-0. In the dirt, it bounces away from Pineda. He doesn't know where it is, and Worrell will head to third. Good alertness there from the pitcher, Schweitzer, to track that one down, because that one was very much a mystery to Pineda, and Worrell advances to third, but might have thought about trying to take home plate. This one's fouled off. That's a painful one. And goes off the mask of Pineda. And the umpire, Michael Corbett, will do the right thing and go out to the mound here and hand-deliver the ball to Schweitzer. Give the catcher all the time that he needs. Talked about this before on the broadcast, but the relationship between catchers and umpires is symbiotic, like a clownfish and algae. Umpires want the catchers to be in their best mindset so they can stop any of the pitches from getting back to them. As Expo fouls this one off, it's 2-2. So it's in everyone's best interest for the umpire to give those catchers as much time as they need to make sure they're ready for the pitch at hand, because what you don't want to have happen is to get crossed up. 2-2. Popped up foul again, out of play. So 2-2 runner on third. Two more runs home in the frame. Breaking ball, line fair down the right field line. It's an RBI base hit. Exposito hits first. He wants two. It gets tangled up in the bullpen as Expo has his third run batted into the day with a two-out RBI double. That makes it 5-1.
Mike Hostelo Law Firm. For every double the Green Jackets hit at home this season, Mike Hostelo Law Firm will donate $5 to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Augusta.
So Exposito now 3-for-4 against Schweitzer with a homer and a double today. He has driven in three, and the Green Jackets on top, 5-1.
Jeremy Celedonio.
And that'll bring up Celedonio. We have the runner on second and two away. Three runs home this inning. First pitch cut on and missed. One big wave and a miss. 0-for-5 this series is Celedonio. His 58 strikeouts are fourth in the Carolina League, and amongst active Green Jackets players, it's number one. And he's down in the count here, 0-2. Exposito off of second base, and a pitch swung on and missed. A three-pitch strikeout to end the frame. But the Green Jackets end up with three hits, a walk, a homer, and an RBI double. And they have taken a 5-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. To the fourth we go as Starlin Rodriguez back out to the mound as we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Now batting catcher number 45, Luis Pineda.
Green Jackets now on top, 5-1 going into the top of the fourth. It'll be 6, 7, and 8. Pineda, Logan, Laureano. The three due up against Starlin Rodriguez. First pitch breaking ball cut on and missed. Green Jackets got three runs in the bottom of the third. A two-run homer from David McCabe and an RBI double from E.J. Exposito. Those two hot on the tails of Jeremy Celedonio, who leads the team and runs batted in with 21 coming into tonight. Rodriguez misses away. It's 1-1. It's 1-1. Line to right center field. Going out now is the right fielder, Worrell. He comes in and makes the catch head high for the out. The line on Spencer Schwellenbach is complete after the end of that last inning. His final tally is 2 2/3 innings of work, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 1 and struck out 4. His ERA jumps a smidge to 1.93, but again, the pitch count for him became the issue rather than anything to do with his actual performance. Logan next to bat will take a fastball low and away. Pitch misses inside, 2-0 to Logan, who struck out swinging back in the second. 1 away and no one on near the top of the fourth. The 2-0 in for a strike. Getting our first look in this season's version of Estolin Rodriguez. Was here last year, just down from Rome on Tuesday. 1-2-1, fouled off 2-2. So 2-2 with 1 away to Logan. Pitch taken low and away. Logan, 53 strikeouts, 7th in the Carolina League, and tied now with, well, coming into today was tied with Tim Elko for the team high, but Elko struck out twice. As Logan will take ball 4 after working that count full. So he is aboard here with 1 away in the top of the 4th.
Genovio Laureano.
So Genovio Laureano is next up. Rodriguez, the righty, works out of the stretch. First pitch, swinging. Swung on and missed. Oh, 1. In the zone on the outside corner, 0-2. Fastball got the paint there at 92 miles an hour. Very pleasant evening here at SRP Park. Just beautiful baseball weather. The temperatures remain mild the rest of the week. Still haven't quite hit those early summer Georgia days quite yet. 0-2. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. A 3-pitch strikeout of Laureano, and there's now 2 away. Second strikeout in the first full inning of work for the Green Jackets this year.
Second baseman, number
Forrest
1.
Starlin on Wilbur the mound.
Sanchez.
And the 9-man, Wilbur Sanchez, who doubled home the only run of the day for Kannapolis in the second, is at the plate. Got his first hit against the Green Jackets in 12 plate appearances. Scalding one down the third base line. He's got a runner on first here. And he'll drive this one high in the air, but staying in the infield. Exposito, the shortstop, has priority. He calls for it and makes the grab to retire the side. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Green Jackets up 5-1. We will keep it here to enjoy the sounds of the ballpark on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Wow, internet, TV, and phone. We'd like to thank all of our service members for answering the call. Right now, Wow is offering a free service protection plan for military personnel and their families. Score great deals with Wow, like 1 gig internet for $50 a month. Contact Wow Internet, TV, and phone for service today. Now time to follow along with our next contestant for the Snow Cap Cap Shuffle. Who's playing today, Morgan?
All right, you guys, we're playing our Snow Cap Cap Shuffle here. We have Davis ready to play the game. Davis, are you ready? All right, we're going to face that video board right there. If you guys could put off our helmets for us. All right, there's going to be a baseball under one of these hats. You got to keep an eye on it. We're going to shuffle it around right here. You got your eye on it? Keep an eye on it. Here There you go. All right. We're going to pop our numbers up when it gets done. Do you think it's 1, 2, or 3? 2. Oh, it's not 2. It's not 3. It's 1. But that's okay. You're still going to get our prize from Snowcap. Thank you so much for playing. And back to you guys upstairs.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds like a song. I want more berries and a summer feeling.
Fans, check out the CO board for our Comfort Keepers baseball bingo numbers for the game tonight. Right there on the video board, you can see the baseball bingo numbers. And remember, if you get a bingo tonight, check out guest services to claim your prize. Now batting for the Green Jackets, it's left fielder number 14, Jair Casanova.
So we're back here at SRP Park. Casanova steps in to lead it off as he will take the first pitch into the air in right field down the line. Going over is Logan, and now he comes back in towards center field and makes the catch. So already one away here. Green Jackets up 5-1 on 5 hits so far. As Dawson Diamond next to the plate. Diamond struck out on a breaking ball to end the second inning.
Dawson Diamond.
First pitch taken outside. Diamond hitting 158. One homer, 9 runs batted in. 1-0 in the zone. Schweitzer remaining on the mound. He has not been removed from a game before the end of the fifth inning this season. Diamond bloops this one towards right center field. Two men converge, but it's the right fielder Logan who makes the catch. Quickly two away. So Francisco Floyd, who singled in the third, is next to the dish. And Floyd swings and misses here. Rodriguez gave up a walk in the top of the inning and then battled back to get the next two men. Floyd, 1-for-1, thought about that one, instead takes it outside. Schweitzer's ERA has jumped almost a full run right now at 4.93. The pitch fouled off. So two strikes now on Francisco Floyd. With two away and no one on, Jack is up 4. And the pitch. Breaking ball grounded toward short. Sprinkle has it in his glove. Throws to first and gets him by half a step. 1-2-3 go the Green Jackets for the first time since the first inning. And we will head to the top of the fifth inning. Green Jackets up 5-1 here on Valley Live in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With Wow Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Wow Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
La melodía con la calle. Tony Dice.
Baby, dame la señal. Si me sigues mirando así, te voy a besar, te voy a besar. Si es contigo no lo tengo que pensar.
No, no.
Porque tú no eres como otra, no.
Top of the fifth. Green Jackets on top 5-1.
Check out the video board for your
It'll be the top of the order. Sprinkle, Ramos, and Elko due up. Sprinkle 1 for 2, Ramos 0 for 2, and Elko 0 for 2. Sprinkle steps in, the former UCSB Gaucho. Teammates with Bryce Willits batting fifth, who was also a Gaucho, but only for a couple of years. Started off his career, did Willits, at St. Mary's, not too far away. Dropping down a beautiful bunt here is Sprinkle, but it rolls foul. If he had been able to keep that one fair, it would have been an easy base hit. Elsewhere around baseball, Jackson Holliday, the number one overall prospect in the Orioles organization and one of, if not the top prospect in all of baseball, has 17 hits in his last seven games, a three-hit game tonight. As this one misses low and away, it's 2-1. The pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat towards second. Floyd charges, has to throw quickly, and just got there by half a step. Good alertness from Floyd to recognize that he didn't have enough time for a full transfer, just scooped it. And he gets a little pat on the back from Janice. 4-3 goes the ground out for Sprinkle as Ramos, who reached on catcher's interference in the first and popped out to shallow right field in the third, is next to the plate. Fouls off the first pitch. The count 0-1 with no one aboard. One away. In for a strike with a heater. And it's 0-2. No action in the Green Jackets bullpen. And no one as of yet in the Kannapolis bullpen either, with Schweitzer at 70 pitches right now. 0-2. Lined up the middle towards center as Workinger goes back now. He initially started in, but he backtracks to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Well, outfielders always taught to come in first.
Number 30, Tim Elko.
Excuse me, you're always taught to go out first because it's easier to come in than go out, right? This is why it... I think this is why typically booths have a former player as the color man, because now I'm totally forgetting what my Little League coaches used to teach me back in the day. Regardless, there's two away, 5-1 the score top of the fifth as Elko with two strikeouts takes ball one. Rodriguez has been excellent on the mound. The 1-0, way out in front of a breaking ball. One-one, misses low and away. Two-one to Elko again on the breaking ball. Just couldn't quite get there. Elko is such a promising fastball hitter, but has struggled with the curve, so to speak. And the Green Jackets have already struck him out twice so far tonight. Two-two. Line towards center, softly hit, now drafting over towards right field. Worrell comes in and makes the catch 20 feet outside of the infield. So we're through 4.5. Green Jackets up 5-1. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. With the Jackets coming up to the plate.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth, Green Jackets up 4-1, rather 5-1, excuse me, as Schweitzer remains on the mound. Green Jackets will have 1, 2, and 3 due up here in the bottom of the fifth. Workinger Janice Ann McCabe, 1-for-6 combined, but the one was a 2-run homer for the Big Maple.
Now batting center fielder number 25, Ethan Workinger.
Workinger 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out, and he'll take the first pitch for a strike. Velo been pretty consistent for Schweitzer, even as he's going towards the 80 pitch mark here. Still in the low 90s, high 80s. 0-1 waved and a miss. Disappearing changeup there. Maybe a curveball. Yeah, 0-2 fouled off. The window of the press box got the brunt of that one. Schweitzer, 75 pitches now through 4 innings plus. Still 0-2 on the man they call EQ. The pitch fouled off again. So a couple of good two-strike swings from Workinger, just spoiling some put-away pitches. Justin Janis on deck looking for his first hit of the evening. 0-2 again. Lifted towards right field. Might be playable. Drifting now into foul territory, and it lands in the first row of stands right near where the tarp is, which is a place that we hope the tarp stays this week. The Green Jackets have had some real rotten luck when it comes to weather this season. Already 10 different delays, postponements, or otherwise. And they've played 4 doubleheaders and gone 1-7 in those games. So those 7 losses in doubleheaders account for 33% of their losses on the year. 0-2. Checked his swing, but did not go. No appeal, and it's 1-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming here. 5-1 the score, bottom fifth. And that one misses up and away. One thing Workinger is really good at, and an opportunity that I think he will really make the most of batting leadoff here if he continues in that spot going forward, is the ability to just see more pitches. 2-2. Line to center field. Burke has it in his tracks, comes in, and makes the catch. You are taught, by the way, to take that first step back as an outfielder. I thought I was right the first time, and then I double-guessed myself, but you start back because it's easy to come in. You're never supposed to backpedal, but obviously it's easier to come in on a line. So nowadays, teams have all kinds of positioning data based on not only the hitter at the plate, but also with the count. As Janis takes a looping breaking ball off the outside part of the plate for a ball. You're also taught to... well, go where your coaches tell you to go. And all the players nowadays on their wrists have the positioning charts telling you how many steps away from each side of the field you should be, depending on the situation. Janis down in the count 1-2. And that's just the result of each of these players, from the beginning they step foot on the baseball field, have their data being tracked by these teams. As Janis takes a ball, it's 2-2. Very interesting stuff, the data side of things of baseball. Janis flies this one to left. Laureano comes in, battles the clouds, and makes the catch. And that'll bring up David McCabe. The Big Maple got his first homer, batting as a righty his last time up. That put the Green Jackets up 4-1. It is now 5-1. And McCabe looking for further damage, perhaps, 1-2. And he'll line the first pitch up the middle for a base hit. Nearly got Schweitzer in the dome. So second hit of the day for David McCabe. Back-to-back two-hit games for the Big Maple. His 8th two-hit game of the year and his 10th multi-hit game of the season.
Right fielder number 32, Bryson Worrell, our Hurricane cleanup batter of the game.
And next to the plate, Bryson Worrell. Worrell a single and a walk. He also stole second. He has scored 2 of the 5 runs tonight for the Green Jackets. First pitch fastball way up in the zone. Schweitzer now eclipsed the 80-pitch mark up to 86 pitches with an arm warming in the bullpen for Kannapolis. One oh, breaking ball outside. Two-oh to Worrell, gets the zone on the upper outside quadrant. Beautiful pink skies right now over SRP Park. Sun setting directly behind us here. McCabe off of first. Green Jackets up 5-1, bottom fifth. 2-1 pitch. Nubbed off the plate. It's in play. The catcher Pineda picks it up. His throw to first. What a great pick at first base by Willits. Just tremendous defensive work there. And that retires the side. Pineda gets a slap on the back from Ramos coming in from third. The Green Jackets head to the sixth up 4 runs with the Starlin Rodriguez coming back out to the mound when we come back. 5-1 the score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting set for the sixth inning here at SRP Park. Jackets up 5-1. Great play by the catcher Pineda to end that frame as Jacob Burke will lead it off. 4, 5, and 6, Burke, Willits, and Pineda set to go here against the Starlin Rodriguez, who has been sublime through 2 1/3 innings of work so far. Starlin Rodriguez, 2 1/3 innings of work, no hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and gets a strike here on Burke. There is an arm that's going to begin to throw here. And the 0-1 in the zone, 0-2. Looks like Landon Harper is the man who is stretching out in the bullpen right now. Looking for a rebound outing of his own. after last Saturday. 0-2 pitch, flown to shallow right center field, now drifting over towards the line. Worrell is coming in, and it falls in foul territory. Three men converge, Janis, Floyd, and Worrell. None of them could get there in time. It remains 0-2. O2 pitch tipped into the mitt, strike three. Diamond did a great job to hang on to that one, and there is the first out of the frame, the third strikeout for Starlin Rodriguez. Second strike of the day for Burke.
First baseman number 27, Bryce Willits.
That'll bring up Bryce Willits. 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout for him today. Started off his college career at St. Mary's, transferred to UCSB. Spares to bunt here and pushes a beauty down the third base line. Rodriguez will not even have a throw to make. With the infield shifted over for the lefty, the third baseman, McCabe, was playing where the shortstop would typically start off. And just great awareness there and a great sign. If that was put down by Pat Leyland, it's a great call there by the son of the longtime great Jim Leyland. We believe that he actually played against manager Cody Gabella at some point growing up. Fouled off by Pineda here. One on, one out. Talking to Cody Gabella, the skipper of this Green Jackets team this week, he said that his mom believes that the two of them played either with or against each other at some point in a showcase growing up, but he didn't remember the specifics. A one pitch. Changeup gets the zone, 0-2. Willits off the first base bag following that nice bunt single. And the 0-2. A ball comes into the field of play. The pitch is swung on and missed, but a ball comes in from the Kannapolis bullpen, rolls all the way to the pitcher's mound. So something of a bailout there for Luis Pineda, who swings and misses but gets a second crack at the third pitch of the at-bat. Kannapolis now up to four hits in this one after that bunt single, but two of them have been in the infield. 0-2. Called strike three, froze him again. So if at first you don't succeed, try again. A ball comes onto the field, disrupting the previous swing and miss, and Rodriguez throws more or less the exact same pitch and gets his fourth strikeout of the day. Two strikeouts swinging, two strikeouts looking now for Rodriguez on the stat line, and he's got Drake Logan, who walked in the fourth, up at the dish with a runner on first and two away in the top of inning number six. Logan grounds this one to short. Exposito sets himself, fires from all the way across the diamond to get the out that retires the side. Great cannon there from Exposito. Three runs batted in for him tonight, and he will have a chance at the plate in the next half inning. Green Jackets up 5-1 after 5.5 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in North Augusta for the bottom of inning number six. Green Jackets on top by a score of 5-1. New arm on the mound, the 19-year-old Yohemi Nolasco, 6'3", 160, makes just his fourth appearance of the season and his fourth in affiliated baseball. He's had some good numbers so far.
Number two, EJ Esposito.
1.42 the ERA, only pitched 6 1/3 innings so far. He has recorded 2 saves. He is. An issue to deal with first, though, with Pat Leyland, the manager, coming out to chat with the home plate umpire, Michael Corbett, here, and trying to figure out exactly what the situation is and wondering maybe if there's a lineup card issue. Typically, that's what you would see the umpire called in for, as. Hear that Lil Wayne in the background. Very old school choice of song for EJ Esposito. And I believe we are going to start with the count here at 1-0 on Esposito. And the first pitch from Nolasco makes it 2-0. You don't see that too much with the first pitch making it a 2-0 count, but such is modern baseball these days. 2 outings so far this year for Nolasco of 3 innings plus. As he misses away here, 3-0. The only outing where he didn't go 3 innings, he went a third of an inning, gave up a hit, and walked 2 while striking out 1. And he'll give him a 4-pitch walk here to Esposito to begin the frame. I don't think Esposito realized that there was a pitch clock violation to begin the inning on Nolasco. So it becomes the third time aboard for Expo, who will take his base here with Jeremy Celedonio next up.
26, Jeremy Celedonio.
Nolasco signed back in 2020 out of Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. July birthday in 03, so he has his 20th birthday coming up in about 2 months. First pitch, Celedonio grooved in for a strike. 0-2 is Celedonio looking for his first hit of the series. That one at 93. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. Scuffling a little bit right now is Celedonio. Had a good series last week, did strike out a bunch, as he often does, but homered twice, drove in 7. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. So back-to-back 3-pitch strikeouts for Celedonio in this game. And there's one away now for Jair Casanova. 14-game on-base streak coming into today. He's 0-2 so far, looking to extend that.
Left fielder number 14, Jair Casanova.
And the first pitch, swung on and missed. Ooh, he swung himself out of his shoes there. Esposito, a 2-step lead off the bag at first. The 0-1 in the dirt. It gets away from Pineda, who shoves it backwards inadvertently, and Esposito takes second. Pineda had to backhand to try and make that stop, and the momentum of his glove carried that ball all the way to the backstop. Counts 1-1, and the pitch in the dirt again. Casanova didn't get a hit all of last series. In the three games he played, though, he took three walks and got hit by a pitch to extend that streak alive. And the pitch on the inside corner. 2-2 with Exposito on second base here in the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets trying to even this series at 1-1. They have taken five of the seven games between these two teams this year, but dropped yesterday evenings. 2-2 taken up in the zone, not by much, and the count goes full. And that will bring a brief mound conference here, perhaps maybe to switch up the sign to the runner on second. Harper getting set to come in, likely in the top of the seventh inning. He took the loss in his last game on Saturday after giving up a home run to the first batter he faced when he came on in the third inning of the second game of the doubleheader. 3-2 pitch, lofted to center. Burke comes in, now backs up. He lost the ball. It drops over his head as Exposito will score. Casanova hits second. He's gunning for third. Throw is cut off at short. The throw to third is there in plenty of time. And he is out by a mile. But it's an RBI double as Burke lost that ball in the floodlights. The 19th run batted into the season for Casanova. And it's now a 6-1 ball game. Well, they say never make the first or the last out at third base. They don't really say anything about the second out at third. So I guess we'll let Casa off the hook for that one. And it's 6-1 as his on-base streak continues. 15 games now, going all the way back to April 28th. First pitch swinging for Diamond as he misses that one. It's 0-1. They'll likely score that a double for Casanova and then out 8-6-5 as Diamond takes a fastball up high, but waiting for the official score. One-one up in the zone. So 6-1, the same score that yesterday's game finished, but in the other direction this time. And just like yesterday, the team that scored first has now surrendered six unanswered runs. 2-1 pitch, Diamond pops it foul. It is indeed an RBI double for Casanova. Casanova out at third, 8-6-5. So score that one for me for getting that one right before the scorers put it in the official system, but that's neither here nor there. Time is called here by Diamond with two strikes. Exposito scores after the leadoff walk in the wild pitch. Two two in the dirt. On deck is Francisco Floyd, 1-2. So full count to Diamond, and this one's lined to right center field, dropping quickly, but it appears that Logan has the space, and he'll make the catch to retire the side. So four batters in the inning, one walk, one double, and an out made it third. But the Green Jackets tack on one more, and we'll head to the seventh with the Green Jackets on top 6-1 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network with Harper coming in.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Inside all these feelings that I'm feeling, yeah, we were really young. we both were in love. Yeah, I was in the backyard pitching for the Cubs. Yeah, I was Kerry Wood, you were betting that I'm done. You were born in Ohio, I think you still have some family there. Yeah, we were spinning Cubs straight, sitting in the outfield. You're the only one that ever wondered how I feel. You're the only one that ever made me feel special.
And now we don't talk.
If there's more to life than baseball, I don't want to live at all. If there's more to
top of the seventh, Green Jackets tacked another run on the board in the bottom of the frame. It is now 6-1 in Augusta. Landon Harper into the game, replacing Rodriguez, who was absolutely spectacular. 3 1/3 innings for him, just one hit given up. It was a bunt single. He walked one and struck out four. As close to a perfect relief outing as you will get. As Laureano swings and misses here to open up this at-bat. Harper picked up his loss the last time out. He's 3-2. As the 0-1 brushes him back. Harper's ERA up to a 4 even. 27 innings pitched. This is his ninth appearance of the year. He typically goes 2 to 3 innings, if not 4. He actually has the longest relief outing of the season for the Green Jackets at 4 1/3 innings against this very Cannonballers team. So 1-2 the count. Harper's last outing gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, and a homer. And the 1-2. Breaking ball tipped in and out of the glove of Diamond. At one point in time, Harper had an 11 1/3 inning scoreless streak, and it was actually Kanapolis who snapped that back on the 7th of May. The pitch taken down in the dirt. The Green Jackets are 5-3 when Harper makes an appearance. Trying to make that 6-3. 2-2 pitch, way up high. Harper out of the University of Southern Mississippi. And the 3-2. Checked his swing but didn't go, and it's a leadoff walk. Well, USM, his alma mater, undergoing a change in leadership at the baseball setting. Scott Berry, his former manager or head coach, retiring after an excellent 13 years at the helm. And former assistant Christian Ostrander is taking over for the Golden Eagles. Squaring to bunt here is Sanchez, who takes a ball. If you've never checked out, by the way, the USM campus in Long Beach, right on the Gulf, it's a beautiful situation for a college campus. Counts 1-1 on Sanchez. The only public university on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, as their website claims. And also a pretty good baseball team. The 1-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Got him to chase off the outside part of the plate there at 83. Leadoff walk to Laureano, his second walk of the day. Sanchez is 1-for-2, an RBI double and a pop-out. Top of inning number 7 here on this Wednesday night. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Made him look foolish there with that slider, and it's the first out of the frame.
Shortstop, number 5, Jordan Sprinkle.
So Sprinkle next to the plate. He is 1-for-3, a single in the first, an infield single. Again, one run on 4 hits for Kanapolis, but one of those hits was a bunt single. The other was an infield single. So the quality of contact given up by the Green Jackets tonight is much better compared to yesterday. 0-1, fouled off, and that's going to come off the window right next to me and bounce all the way back to the front row down in the stands.
Hey, how lucky are you? Just
I've been waiting for one all year. I'm telling you, I'm at the ready. Like, I've been waiting for so long.
That's a small window, man.
These ain't even open all the way. We had one hit off the top of that window.
Yeah, I was here that night.
I'm waiting for it. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I will make the catch.
A couple of the fans in the suite to our right were asking me how lucky I am for these windows in front of me protecting us here. And I was telling them, I'm just excited to maybe have a play on one of these balls at some point. In fact, the closest we've come was in Kannapolis, where a ball nearly went into Dan Helody's booth, as this one is lifted to deep left field. Going back is Casanova, and it is off the base of the wall. Hitting second and heading towards third is the runner, but they're going to give him safe because in the way there was Francisco Floyd, and they are going to award each of those batters the base, as we can see that developing. Floyd inadvertently in the path there of Laureano trying to go from second to third. He would have been out, but clearly impeding there on the base path was Floyd. And that's the first time we've seen that this year, the first base path obstruction call of the year. So taking second is Sprinkle with his second hit of the night, as Laureano gets to third. And just like that, there are two in scoring position with just one out for Brian Ramos. Infield back here with a five-run lead here in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Ramos is taken for a ball. So here's an interesting situation. There are two kids who have come over to the section that's right in front of my booth, as the 1-0 is taken for a ball. 2-0. And this is supposed to be a section with no seats. There aren't even any chairs. And unfortunately, they are blocking my entire view of home plate. But they look like really nice kids. But I actually can't even see the batter or the umpire. This pitch is fouled off. So maybe after the next batter, I'll see if I can get them to either sit down. Oh, see, there we go. They just sat down, and now I have my view restored. Here, I'll give them a little shout.
Do you guys mind if you guys just stay sitting down? Because I have a hard time seeing home plate where you guys are. But if you're seated, it's totally fine. Is that okay? Sweet. Thank you.
Got a little thumbs up of approval there from the parents as well. So 2-1 the count. I would never, for the record, never kick a kid out of a seat at a baseball game. You would have to be a real just cantankerous person to obstruct someone else's fun. 2-1, grounded off the batter Ramos and all the way back to the mound. That's a painful one. It got him on the lower thigh, and the count goes to 2-2. Because really, who amongst us, I mean, back in when I was a kid, I mean, hopefully there's no narcs on the broadcast. Back when I was a kid, you know, going to Red Sox games with friends, we would regularly purchase the cheapest tickets available and then take a look at the whatever ticket app we wanted to and sort of sneak up into better seats or just wait and see what seats were unoccupied to make your way in. Point is, baseball's about having fun. 2-2 inside, and the count goes full. Like, I think it would take something really serious for me to get mad at a baseball game. Especially mad at a kid. Talked before about the unwritten rules of baseball. You want to come on the broadcast?
You want to come on the broadcast? Here.
And we're going to have a guest announcer here. The count's full here. Give me 1 second for this pitch. Ready? The 3-2. Driven in the air to left. Shallow, as coming in is Casanova. Readying to tag is Laureano. The throw is coming into the plate, and it's actually going to force Laureano back to third as Casanova nearly lasered him out at the plate. So we've got a guest announcer here. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan? How old are you?
9.
9 years old. So is that fourth grade?
I'm going to fourth grade.
Going into the fourth grade. So you're in third grade right now. What do you think of the game so far?
Great. Green Jackets are going to win.
You think so? What was your favorite part of the game?
Home run, yeah.
You think you could hit a home run?
Off this field?
Someday.
I've hit one before, yeah.
You play Little League?
Travel ball.
Oh, very nice. What's your favorite position?
Pitcher.
And what's your favorite sport in general?
Football.
Who's your favorite team?
NFL team?
NFL or college, your pick.
College? Oh, Georgia.
Go Dogs.
Oh, yeah. And then, can I do baseball?
Yeah, you can do baseball.
Clemson.
Fair enough. Here, do you want to tell us what's happening in this at-bat? Here, take the mic. Ready? Take the mic. You guys can do the play-by-play for this at-bat.
Jonas, you can
Yeah, you can say what's happening. Just give us the action on the field. Okay.
What number is he?
The pitcher's name is Harper. He's number 8.
Harper is pitching the ball. Say it, Jonathan. Say it. Say it.
Harper.
He got walked.
The pitching coach, Wes McGuire, coming out to the mound here with the bases loaded and 2 outs after that walk from Harper. There's a man warming up in the bullpen. What do you think the key is, Jonathan? What do you think the key is for this next at-bat with the bases loaded for the pitcher? Tell us into the microphone.
I know, I'm not dumb. The play is at first.
With 2 outs? The play is to any base, too.
Yeah.
You said you're a pitcher. What would you do with the bases loaded?
I don't just play pitcher. I play mostly center field.
If you're a batter with 2 outs and the base is loaded, you're trying to hit a home run? All right, tell me what you think happens in this at-bat.
Hit left center. Strikeout. Strikeout.
First pitch from Harper to Burke in for a strike. It's 0-1. Bases loaded here.
Strike.
Green Jackets on top, 6-1, joined by Jonathan, who was in the suite to our right, but speaking of having fun, just getting more voices involved in the broadcast. The pitch fouled off. It's 0-2, so it looks like your prediction is one pitch closer. Would you throw a fastball here? Jonathan nods yes. He would throw a fastball here with 2 strikes, an 0-2 count.
Stop recording me, Jonas. Record yourself.
The 0-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Have you ever caught a foul ball at a game before?
Yeah. At the Georgia and Georgia Southern game, I caught a foul ball.
That was here at the stadium, right? Back in March? So still 0-2, bases juiced with 2 away. But an 0-2 count to Burke.
Strikeout.
The pitch taken outside, 1-2.
It's going to be a strikeout. I know.
You think so?
Yeah, I know.
The count is 1-2, the pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat, Harper has plenty of time. He throws to first to get himself out of the jam. He strands the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. That means it's seventh inning stretch time here at SRP Park. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. Little fist bump. What's your name?
Jonas.
So we've got 2 J's here. The Green Jackets strand the bases loaded in the seventh. We'll talk to you later as we'll keep you here for the seventh inning stretch. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast. That made my night a lot better. The Jackets are up 6-1. Stretch time here at SRP Park.
It's take me out to the ball game.
Let's see those moves, Jones family.
Philip,
I got a shirt!
I was given one before I came here that was way too small on me.
North Augusta
Penis, 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 Penis on the broadcast to me for a minute. And it's great. And I was given that shirt when I got here, but it's way too small on me, and I never wore it. I figured, if you hop on the broadcast, do me a big favor, so...
Visit their website at North Augusta Chiropractic.
He did great. Very well-spoken kid, so... Thanks for coming out.
Now batting for the Green Jackets, second baseman number 15, Francisco Floyd.
9-1-2 due up here in this half inning with Francisco Floyd set to lead it off. Green Jackets stranding the bases loaded, courtesy of Landon Harper in the top of the frame, with Nolasco back on the mound. Had a little guest announcer there, which was a lot of fun. Appreciate Jonathan coming on as this one swung on and missed by Floyd. The count's 1-1 and check swing, but he went around and it's 1-2. There is an arm up and warming for the Green Jackets in the bullpen now with a fairly lengthy inning for Harper, 31 pitches, meaning his night will be done. The pitch to Floyd, popped foul and out of play. Floyd 1-for-2, he singled in his first at bat to lead off the inning and then later scored. 1-2, breaking ball, grounded toward short. Takes a tough hop, but it's handled well, and the throw up the line at first is going to result in a leadoff base runner here as Willits was pulled way off the bag and just couldn't slap the tag on the back of Floyd. We'll see if they give that as a throwing error or an infield single, because Floyd does have good speed, but the throw pulled Willits way off the base. So a runner on first as we await the scoring for Ethan Werkinger. First pitch right down the pipe, 0-1. Floyd, a sizable lead off of first. He's going. The pitch is grounded foul down the left field line, and it's a shame because it was easily going to have extra bases. So 0-2 as Floyd goes all the way back to first. They have given it as a throwing error on Sprinkle, by the way. And the pitch swung on and missed. Some heat there at 92. And Werkinger goes down on strikes.
First baseman number 55, Justin Chess.
Hey, is that interviewing me live? Like, was it live?
Yeah, it was live on our video stream. You want it?
Yeah.
Yeah, here, let me... give you just 1 second here on this broadcast. If you write down your email, I can email it to you if you want. I'll clip it as soon as the game ends. First pitch taken high by Janice with Floyd on first. If you just write it down on the bottom of that piece of paper, I'll send it to you.
No,
I think that's Jonathan's father, the kid who joined us for the top of the seventh inning, sort of out of thin air. 1-0, runner's going. Pitch is taken in the dirt. The throw down is not in time. Stolen base for Francisco Floyd. Second on the team now behind Tyler Collins as he takes second.
The Green Jackets stay safe no matter what. Thanks to
Janice so far today, 0-for-3. Six won the score here in the bottom of the seventh. And the Green Jackets looking for more with Floyd off of second and one out as this pitch misses away. So 3-0 to Janice. The 3-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 3-1. So the inning began with Floyd reaching on an error by the shortstop, Sprinkle. Werkinger struck out, and Floyd stole second. And that puts us where we stand now. 3-1. Caught on and missed. Took a big swing there at a fastball. And the count goes full. On deck, David McCabe, 2-for-3 with a homer and a single. Nolasco, just the second arm used today. The pitch, 3-2, poked towards right center field, dropping fast, but great rangy play by the right fielder, Logan. Floyd will tag and get to third, but that one could easily have been destined for the alley, and instead, the speedy Logan takes it away. So David McCabe steps in for his first at-bat as a lefty today, 2-for-3. Floyd advances to third. His stolen base, by the way, is 7th of the season, halfway to Tyler Collins' 14, which paces the team. First pitch to McCabe. Grounded down the first baseline. It's a fair ball and heads to the corner. One run comes in to score. McCabe digging for second. He is in there sliding. Well, not the most graceful of slides there from the big maple, but his third hit of the day. He's now just a triple shy of the cycle here, and the Green Jackets tack on another. It is 7-1. Floyd scores easily. That one just snuck inside that first base bag. So three runs batted in now for each of Exposito and McCabe. As Bryson Worrell steps in, he has reached all three times today. Excuse me, he has reached twice today, a single and a walk. First pitch hits him. Got him on the shoulder. He has already been hit by three pitches in under 10 games as a Green Jackets player. But he will take his base for the third time, so to aboard now for EJ Exposito. So far tonight, a homer, a double, and a walk. The Green Jackets have been hit the second most times of any team in the Carolina League coming into this series. 7-1 the score, two outs here, bottom of the seventh. Exposito takes the first pitch low for a ball. Up to 20 runs batted in now on the season. Tied with McCabe. They're both one behind Celedonio for the team lead. 1-0 breaking ball looked off there. Part of being a good hitter and progressing as a hitter isn't just spitting on bad pitches and taking them, but it's also learning when you can take strikes that aren't your pitch. And that's what Expo did there. 1-1, swing and a miss at a fastball in the upper part of the zone. And the 1-2, taken high. Two away, two aboard. Green Jackets now up 6 runs here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch, taken way up high, nearly got Exposito in the helmet. So two aboard, they'll both be in motion with the pitch with a full count and two away. Green Jackets trying to tack on some more runs before the start of the next inning, where there will be a new pitcher on the mound. 3-2. Line to center field. Going back is Burke, and he will stop in front of the warning track and make the catch. There tires the side. But the Green Jackets do add another as McCabe drives in his third of the day with a two-out double. To the eighth we go as a new pitcher comes into the game. Green Jackets now up 7-1 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Top of the eighth, Green Jackets now up 7-1. Chad Bryant on the mound. He delivers a strike to Bryce Willits. The Green Jackets leave the bases loaded, or really, they strand the bases loaded as the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed by Willits. Burke, the last batter in the top of the seventh, grounded out to the pitcher to end the frame with three aboard as the ball comes loose from the stands again out in left field. Willits today, 1-for-3, a single, a bunt single back in the sixth, and a strikeout. And he'll strike out again here as Bryant gets him swinging to begin his outing.
Catcher, number 45, Luis Pineda.
And that'll bring up Luis Pineda. Pineda 0-for-3, now 1-for-14 against the Green Jackets. And the pitch in for a strike, although Diamond drops it. One run, five hits, and an error now. As this pitch is poked to right field and shallow as Worrell comes over and makes the catch two away. So Drake Logan 0-for-2 is the next to the plate. Green Jackets in the driver's seat here. When they are leading after seven innings this year, they have yet to lose. They are 15-0 and leading after 16-0 and leading after 8. Conversely, they are 1-15 when trailing after 7. The 1-0 in the zone for a strike, 1-1 at 89. So not a whole lot of late game drama, although there have been a couple of tie games that don't factor into those by the numbers. 1-1 late off here, 2-1. Two-one, swing and a miss from Bryant. Bryant's ERA already dropping so far in this outing. He had a couple of rough outings that have inflated his numbers. Coming into today, a 1-0 record, an 8.38 ERA. Did pick up the win in his last outing. This is his seventh appearance of the season. The 2-2. Taken at the knees, called strike three. Bryant gets him in order here in the top of the eighth with a couple of strikeouts to boot. And that's what you like to see. Love seeing how confident he looked there in that half inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets on top by a score of 7-1. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Pitching change here. Nolasco gives up a couple of runs, and he is replaced here by Pauly Milto coming in for this eighth inning. Milto, 23rd rounder a couple of years ago. And it'll be Casanova, Diamond, and Floyd. Excuse me, Celedonio, Casanova, and Diamond due up as Celedonio, looking for his first hit of the series, takes strike one. 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. He is 0 for 7 with 6 strikeouts so far this week. 0-1, fouled off, and it's 0-2. One of Nolasco's runs is unearned because of the error to sprinkle that put Floyd on first in the seventh. Green Jackets have scored in 4 of the 7 innings so far. 0-2, taking called strike 3. So Celedonio strikes out for the 7th time in the series to open up this 8th inning, and that'll bring up Jair Casanova, who doubled home a run back in the 6th, extending his on-base streak to 15 games, second longest in the league.
Left fielder number 14, Jair Casanova.
O-1, waved at and missed. So far, Milto looking pretty confident on the mound. O-2, swung on and missed. Strike 3. So 6 pitches, 6 strikes for Milto here in the bottom of the 8th. As Dawson Diamond next to the dish. Just the 9th strikeout of the day for the Green Jackets, who have done a much better job at cutting down on the K's this week so far compared to last week. As Diamond takes a ball. Milto's ERA north of 10. But fairly relaxed coming into the game down 6. With the bottom of the order, and he makes the count 1-1 on Diamond. Diamond 0 for 3, a strikeout and a couple of flyouts to right. 1-1 pitch, waved at and missed. Good breaking ball there. Milto used to throw in the mid-90s, but a couple of unfortunate surgeries, and the velo has dropped, but still trying to make it count in the innings that he does get. And the 1-2. Popped foul, and he's trying to strike out the side here. No one aboard, 2 away, bottom 8, and the 1-2. Taken in the dirt, it goes all the way to the backstop. Bryant will come back out to work the 9th. He will have 8-9-1, Laureano, Sanchez, and Sprinkle. 2-2 to Diamond. The pitch tipped in and out of the mid. I think that one might have got the catcher Pineda in the chest protector, maybe underneath where the chin strap is. So that's a painful one. They'll get some time here.
Yo!
Hit 2-2, checked his swing, but he went around. He throws his bat down angrily as the side is retired here. Milto comes in, strikes out the side in the eighth, but we head to the ninth. Jackets up 6 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. We'll keep it here.
They offer a variety of floor plans to fit your needs. From studios to three-bedroom apartments, each unit is equipped with efficient appliances, spacious kitchens, and clean bathrooms. Hang out with friends in the living room or spend time on the balcony. MacArthur Park supports the way you live and features a saltwater pool, grilling station, ping pong tables, a welcoming clubhouse, plus much more. All this, just a glance at your life at MacArthur Park. Visit them online or call 833-318-2075 to book your new home today.
So back here for the top of inning number 9. Laureano fouls the first pitch off of Dawson Diamond. It's 0-1. Green Jackets up 7-1, cruising their way to victory, looking to even up this series and move back within one game of 500. 0-1 pitch bounced up by Bryant. Tomorrow night there will be a tough task. The Green Jackets will be going up against Connor McCullough, who is the reigning pitcher of the week in the Carolina League, because he tossed a 7-inning no-hitter last week. And the 1-1 taken low for a ball, it is 2-1. The first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannonballers history since they moved from being the Intimidators a couple of years back. 2-1, grounded up the middle, going to be a tough play. Floyd fields it on the backhand, throws to first base in time for the out. A plus defender at second base, and he made that difficult play look very casual. And there's one away here in the top of the ninth.
Second baseman number 1, Wilbur Sanchez.
That'll bring up Wilbur Sanchez, who is 1-for-3. A double, a pop out, and a strikeout for him. He drove in the only run of the game. And he'll take the first pitch for a ball. Next pitch here in for a strike. Jackets with 8 hits tonight. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They had 8 hits last night and ended up with 1 run. Just to show you that baseball can oftentimes work in mysterious ways as this pitch has popped foul. One and two here on the nine-man Sanchez. The pitch is popped up but foul and drifting our way. And it lands right to the kid in front of us. Very well done. So Jonathan and his friend are going to end up with a souvenir after appearing briefly on the broadcast the other minute. And they'll go home with a souvenir. One, two. Ooh, wow. Buzz the towers there as that one slipped, and Sanchez lost his helmet in the process. Tutu bounced up by Brian. No one aboard here. Top of the ninth. Green Jackets up 7-1. Chad Bryant looking to get through his second inning of work and close the door here. Payoff pitch. Popped foul out of play down the right field line. Green Jackets have not announced a starter for tomorrow night's game yet. 3-2 grounded to short. Exposito gathers, fires to first, and a nice pick there by Justin Janis for the second out. Exposito didn't do any favors there, but Janis made the play, and there are two away. Nice dig there. As Jordan Sprinkle next up. Two away, top nine. Down six runs. Almost the inverse of what happened yesterday. As Sprinkle takes a strike. Yesterday, the Green Jackets scored first, then gave up six consecutive runs. This time, it was the Cannonballers who struck first, then gave up seven unanswered runs. As the count's 0-2. Cannonballers down to their final strike to Bryant. Looking to finish this one off. 0-2 pitch. Swung and a miss. Strike three. And the ball game is over. Chad Bryant sends down all six men he faces and strikes out three of them as the Green Jackets pick up the win by a final score of 7-1. Exposito and McCabe both drive in three and both homer in the win as...
I know. I saw you made the nice catch.
As the Green Jackets improved to 20-21. And we got some help out on the broadcast as well from a couple of kids in the stands. Our Easy Go post-game show, our play of the game, is David McCabe's two-run homer. That put the game out of reach at 4-1 as Exposito and McCabe both end up driving in three. The other RBI goes to Jair Casanova. Our IT guy of the game, brought to you by Premier Networks, is EJ Exposito, who ends up driving in three and got the Green Jackets in the lead with his two-run home run in the bottom of inning number two. The win in this one goes to Starlin Rodriguez, 3 1/3 innings of one-hit ball in relief of Spencer Schwellenbach, while Schweitzer picks up the loss in this one. He falls to 3-2. Rodriguez improves to 1-0 in Augusta, 2-0 across minor league baseball on this season. Green Jackets win 7-1. Back at it tomorrow night. Same time, same place. 6:50 first pitch, or rather 6:50 Tax Slayer pregame show. 7:05 first pitch. We'll see you then on the Green Jackets Radio Network and on Bally Live. Talk to you later, folks. Jackets pick up the 7-1 win.